What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. Well, before we get into things, I just want to give you a programming note that there will not be a show this coming Friday or next Monday because I will be headed to Palm Springs for a nice long weekend. So I will not be having any shows on Friday or Monday. I mean, there's nothing really going on sports-wise anyways, but I will be back with a new show on Friday, February 27th. So there will be no shows. So we're just going to be talking NBA today because there's really nothing else going on in sports. But did you watch the All-Star game? No, you probably didn't because actually, if you happened to catch any of the stuff on social media, some people who were actually at the game, it was very empty. It was not a sold-out event. And it was in L.A. It was at the Clippers Arena. And the Clippers Arena is actually not that big, so to not even fill that place, that's pretty bad. But, that you know, like I said, the All-Star Game's a joke now. Everything about it is a joke, and every single night of the All-Star Game. Obviously, I think part of it is because it started so early, too. It started, like, in the middle of the day, which was very odd. But, you know, like I said, I didn't watch it because I didn't care. Wasn't really interested in it, but from what I saw on social media from people who were actually there, they were actually showing shots of the crowd, live shots of the crowd, while the actual All-Star events were going on, and literally, I wouldn't even say it was halfway full. So that's, the NBA might want to rethink some things to get that going again, because it was not good this weekend. So let's get into the top 10 NBA power rankings for this week. Not a whole lot of changes. One team is actually kind of falling, shockingly, but I think they'll get back going once they get their star back. But for the most part, it's the usual suspects, just a little bit of shifting here and there. So let's get to number one this week remains the Detroit Pistons. Their overall record is 40-13. They're 8-2 in their last 10 games. This past week, they beat the Charlotte Hornets and the Toronto Raptors. And it's really just with this team, they are so consistent. They play great offensively, defensively. They're great in the paint. They're great with steals. They're great with rebounds. They're great with scoring. They've got stars. They just know how to get it done in every which way. And while the team that I'm going to talk about next, I think you can make an argument for number one, I feel like Detroit is just playing too well right now. And you just really can't, they've just been so consistent all season long. They've been able to overcome injuries. Even when Cade Cunningham isn't playing in games, they still get the win. So it's just, they've overcome everything so far. They've been playing great basketball at both ends of the court, and you really can't point out any type of weakness with them at this current point in time. So the Detroit Pistons remain my number one overall team on my power rankings. Then at number two on my top 10 NBA power rankings, like I said, you can make an argument for number one with this team, especially with they're on a six-game winning streak right now. So I almost considered putting them at one simply because of that, but I just looked at Detroit, and I'm like, why? What has Detroit done to make me say they're not number one anymore? Just because San Antonio Spurs, yep, that's my number two team, just because the Spurs are on a six-game winning streak, that doesn't mean they're the number one overall team. You know what I mean? So it is the Spurs at number two for me. Their overall record is 38-16. They are 8-2 in their last 10 games. This past week, they beat the Los Angeles Lakers and the Golden State Warriors, and they're just playing great. Like I continue to say, this is a team that plays excellent team basketball. It is not just about their star player. They are so good in so many different ways, and it's going to be interesting to see if they keep it up through a second half, because the second half of basketball, sometimes there is a team that tanks. I don't think it's going to be the Spurs, but hey, you never know what's going to happen. But the Spurs are playing great basketball right now. They've been playing great basketball all season long. But just to me, like I said, Detroit, there's really nothing to me that says, why would I bring them down? They're still playing the same way they've been playing all season long. Their regular season record is better, so technically they are better record-wise than the Spurs. So that is why I put them above the Spurs, but you could easily make an argument for the Spurs at number one. Then at number three on my top 10 NBA power rankings, a team that actually is surging, They've been one of the most wonkiest teams this season, though, and that is the New York Knicks. Overall record of 35-20, 8-2 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost to the Indiana Pacers but beat the Philadelphia 76ers. And I say wonky because they've been probably the second-best team in the Eastern Conference for the majority of this season, right behind Detroit. But then they've had their down moments, and I'm sorry, my dog is barking, and that's very distracting. Anyways, now that stupid has shut up right now, but anyways, back to the New York Knicks. They've been one of the most wonky teams this season just because they've had some big ups, but then they've also had some big downs. But right now, they are on the upside of things. And I think a big part of it is, one, they traded for Jose Alvarado, and he really has been, I didn't know if he was going to really make a difference on this team, but he really has, because that's the thing with the Knicks, is they really don't have a lot of depth beyond their starters. Their starters are actually very solid guys. It's just, I mean, if there's an injury or if there's an issue, you definitely need somebody else to step up. And Jose Alvarado has really stepped it up so far. They also ended up picking up Jeremy Sochan. He was actually dropped by the Spurs earlier last week or 2 weeks ago. Either way, he was dropped by the Spurs. There was something going on. It kind of sounded like he had issues with playing time or something of that nature. Don't really know a lot about what happened, why he wanted to be released, but the Spurs did end up releasing him, and so the Knicks ended up picking him up, and we'll see what happens there. But the Knicks did actually pick up a little bit of depth there, and they definitely need it, but lucky for them, the Eastern Conference isn't that strong, but it's definitely getting stronger with the team that's coming up on their ass right now, which is the number four team on my top 10 NBA power rankings, the Boston Celtics. Overall record of 35-19. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they beat the Chicago Bulls. And I mean, really with them, it's the possibility that they could be getting Jason Tatum back. Now, what kind of Jason Tatum are they going to be getting back? I mean, for one, we don't know if and when he's coming back. It looks like he's going to come back at some point this season. Kind of what it sounds like is, he's definitely practicing 5-on-5, which leads me to believe that he's probably going to be back for a playoff run. I wouldn't be shocked if we see him maybe come around end of March, beginning of April, maybe actually start to get some real legit gameplay in there, and then maybe make a little bit of a playoff run. But until then, the Boston Celtics have been riding with Brown. I mean, he's been just killing it all season so far. And yes, the role players have been making a difference as well. But I mean, Brown has been just been phenomenal offensively, defensively, and just really been taking care of business for the Boston Celtics, who are actually the second team in the Eastern Conference. Technically, it's just, I don't really know how much I trust them at this point yet in the season. And especially with the Knicks riding back up on the positive side, I just think the Knicks overall are the better team. Then at number five on my top 10 NBA power rankings, it's the team that I was talking about that's been falling, and that is the Oklahoma City Thunder. Overall record of 42-14, so not bad on the regular season record side because they've padded it up with the wins so much early on in the season. But they're 5-5 in their last 10 games. This past week, they beat the Los Angeles Lakers, beat the Phoenix Suns, and then lost to the Milwaukee Bucks. And for me, it's really just because they have no SGA. Now, I will say, without SGA, I mean, you see this past week, they were 2-1 in their week. So it's not like they're getting beat up, and they're not really looking terrible or anything. But when you're missing a star like SGA, I mean, he's an MVP caliber player. Of course, there's a reason why he's an MVP. They just look different. They're not as reliable, but I mean, they're still one of the top teams. I mean, obviously, record-wise, they're the best team in the league, but right now, just on the downside of things, but I really expect them to get it going, especially when SGA gets back. Who knows how long he's going to be out. I actually wouldn't be shocked if he's back right after the All-Star break. I mean, we've got a couple of days here until they get back on basketball. I believe Thursday is when everybody gets back at it. So we'll see if he plays. But even so, I don't think he's going to be out much longer. But they definitely need him. But even so, they went 2-1 so last week without him. We'll see how they go this weekend without him. Then at number six on my top 10 NBA power rankings are the Denver Nuggets. overall record of 35-20. They're 5-5 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost to the Cleveland Cavaliers and then beat the Memphis Grizzlies. And it's just really, this team is, I mean, they just are so good offensively. They're still tops in every offensive category. Nikola Jokic, it doesn't even look like he missed a step by being injured. Jamal Murray is just playing out of his mind this year. They continue to overcome the injuries. It's really shocking. It kind of feels like every time they get a new guy back, one gets injured, and they still overcome it, and they still play great on the offensive side of the ball, and still playing well. But they still have some holes though, as well. As you can see, I've dropped them down to number six because you know the other teams are playing a little bit better than them right now. But I mean, still. Denver Nuggets on the offensive side of the ball, tops in the league. Then at number seven on my top 10 NBA power rankings of the Cleveland Cavaliers, overall record of 34-21. They are 9-1 in their last 10 games. This past week, they beat the Denver Nuggets and the Washington Wizards. And hey, James Harden worked for you the first week. But like I continue to say, the test is going to be once we hit the postseason. And I'm not sold on it. I just continue to say I think it was really stupid to trade away Darius Garland for James Harden. But what are you going to do? They already did it. Like I said, first week, it's worked out so far. I definitely expect Harden to help, you know, on the nights when Donovan Mitchell is taken over and he needs somebody else to help him out. James Harden's definitely going to be that dude. But once we hit the playoffs, I don't know if James Harden's going to be that dude. He's probably going to be playoff Harden, and that is said ironically, not in a positive way. We all know what playoff Harden means, and cool, it's worked for you this first week. But I mean, still, even so, I mean, you could tell I've got the Cavaliers ranked at 7, even though they went 9-1 these past 10 games. But it's just, I compare them to all the teams above them, and I'm like, I don't think you could compete, especially with James Harden. Then at number 8 on my top 10 NBA power rankings of the Los Angeles Lakers, overall record of 33-21. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost to the Oklahoma City Thunder, lost to the San Antonio Spurs, and beat the Dallas Mavericks. It's just unfortunate because Luka, he was injured. Then we got Reeves back, and Reeves and LeBron have been playing very well. It's just, we need Luka. We need Luka out there. I mean, he's pretty much the entire team and then everybody else around him. And now that Reeves is back, he and Reeves are a great dynamic duo. So I'm really looking forward to Luka back. Luka did play in the All-Star game. He didn't say if he's going to play the first game back after the All-Star break on Thursday. But I wouldn't be shocked if he's playing in the game. But even so, he's obviously not going to be out for a long time. But I definitely expect him to be coming back here pretty soon, and we definitely need him because Reeves is looking good, LeBron is looking good. Now we need to see what it looks like with all three of them in the game because they have not played. Even though those three have been on a team all season long, they have not played a lot of games this season together. So we'll see what happens when Luka finally comes back. Then at number 9 on my top 10 NBA power rankings of the Houston Rockets, overall record of 33-20. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they beat the Clippers and then lost to the Clippers. But this week, well, I should just say the last 24 hours, when it comes to the Houston Rockets, we're actually not talking about their play on the court. We are talking about something we talk about quite a bit. Now, I don't usually talk about it a lot, but since it's such a hot topic and we don't really have a lot going on, and I was kind of amused by it. Those are the words, that's the word I would use for this. Because, you know, I'm not a Rockets fan, so it doesn't affect me personally. I'm not mad in that way. I just found it a very hilarious. But Kevin Durant apparently has yet another Twitter burner account. And I say yet another because if you don't know, this is Kevin Durant's thing. He likes to go on Twitter with burner accounts. And he likes to get in arguments with people who like to criticize him or his gameplay or certain things he disagrees with. Or he will also go on there and talk shit about his own teammates. Past and present, come to find out. There's a lot of other stuff he talks about as well. But I just found more interesting the basketball aspect of it because, you know, like I said, he's talking... He's calling out some of his past teammates, One being Draymond Green from the Golden State Warriors. He actually said Draymond is literally retarded. I actually laughed out loud at that, that comment. But I'd say the most notable comments were probably the ones about his current Houston Rockets teammates. Not a lot of positive ones either. I didn't really write them down just because I just didn't really feel the need to break it down, you know, tweet by tweet. But that's probably going to be a problem if you're talking shit about your teammates. I did just read an article. Who knows if there's any truth behind it. But I did just read an article that apparently a couple weeks ago, they had a team meeting. The Houston Rockets did about apparently a staffer on the Houston Rockets found out Durant had a Twitter burner account and was talking shit about some of his teammates. And apparently his teammates were airing out their grievances, and it lasted about 5 minutes, and then Kevin Durant walked out. So, you know, while I like the Rockets play on the court for the most part, I don't think this is going to help morale, boost morale on this team at all, if true. Now, I will say, as a person who, I like Kevin Durant, I do follow Kevin Durant on Twitter, so I'm familiar with kind of his banter with people on his normal account. And I've also seen some of his past burner accounts, so you kind of can tell the way a person speaks and talks, and kind of when they're throwing jabs, you can kind of tell. And I will say the burner account, it probably is Kevin Durant. Obviously, don't know this for fact, but just judging, it's probably him. And like I said, it's probably not good for team morale, but I will say, KD, we got the same type of sense of humor, homie. We got the same type of sense of humor. So I see you, man. I see you. I know there's a lot of people who are mad at you, but I feel you. I feel you, dude. So I'm just saying, I kind of feel like KD and I could probably get along, at least, with our sense of humor, because especially him calling people retarded literally made me laugh. Cause I know you're not supposed to do that nowadays. And I never stopped, and I don't care if it bothers you. I come from the school of, if you are offended by anything I say, that is your motherfucking problem, retards. But anyway, so whenever I see anybody else referring to other people as retards, it literally like warms my heart, because it's what I do, and I think it's hilarious. So I found it amusing. He called multiple people retards as well. It wasn't just Draymond Green, but it was pretty funny. So that's going on with the Houston Rockets right now. So we'll see if they remain ranked in my top 10 NBA power rankings, because they are in the Western Conference. So if their team morale kind of goes down, I don't know if that's going to be a good thing or a bad thing for them. But who knows? We'll see. They're a good team overall, but I don't know if they got that team spirit, if you will. And then rounding out the top 10 NBA power rankings, this was kind of difficult. I went back and forth between a few teams, and then I just kind of settled on the Minnesota Timberwolves. Overall record of 34-22, 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they beat the Atlanta Hawks and the Portland Trail Blazers. You know, because I was just looking at it, there's a lot of teams where they're just like, meh, right now. And the Timberwolves are kind of one of them. I mean, they're playing better than the other teams that I was looking at, but I just don't really look at them as a major threat in this league. Although Anthony Edwards had a great All-Star game. I don't know what that says, but he was the MVP and pretty much showed out in all of the showcases he was in. But so, I mean, he's showing out this year. I mean, he's been having a great regular season. He's absolutely having an MVP-type season. It's just, is anybody else going to step it up around him? Are they going to be able to play any consistent basketball? And once again, they're in the division with the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Denver Nuggets. So are they even going to be able to outshine two teams in their own division that are ranked ahead of them at this current point in time? All right, y'all. Like I said, there will be no shows on Friday or Monday. So I will be back on Friday, February 27th. So enjoy the light week of sports, and I will talk to you next Friday.